man, you will find that some man come this way. And like, there are a lot of things that affect us in the time that we're living in. We let too many things get at us, I guess, a lot of times, and cause a lot of things to happen with us. But I'm glad this morning, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. Amen. This morning, I'm glad that I've been saved.
Amen.
Glad that I've been born again, washed in the blood this morning. Amen. Without that, I wouldn't have any hope this morning. But boy, I'm so glad. Thank God when I think back on these things and how things all happened with me and allowed me. Amen. A good opportunity, amen, to be saved. Amen. I don't know whether you consider yours a good one or not, but it, amen, was a blessed opportunity, amen, for me this morning that I could just, amen, thank God, get out from under all the sin, amen, that was on me. Amen. I was a lot of people say, well, you're, I raised in church. Yeah, I was raised in church, but amen, I'm just about as full of sin as anybody, amen, could be this morning. But I praise the Lord this morning that I got out from under all of that this morning, amen, and able to come in. I don't understand a lot of times, amen, maybe why that we don't have a house full of people. Amen. Now, amen. I know it don't bother people. People's used to this. Amen. Dealing with a small crowd, and amen, we just pretty much content with it this morning. But amen, God's been good to every one of us.
Amen.
Amen. I believe now, if you look back through the Scripture, amen, where He told Noah and them, I believe it was when they got off the ark. Amen. Thank God, He told me you wanted to be fruitful and multiply. Amen. So I believe He wanted him to multiply. This earth is going with people and everything, and I look in the house of God, and amen, I believe we're supposed to be fruitful people.
Amen.
So I believe He wants us, amen, to be fruitful and multiply, amen, in the house of God, don't you? Amen. Thank God. So it makes me wonder, amen, thank God, just how fruitful, amen, that we are in the time, amen, that we're living in. Now, that's your God. Amen. What's on my mind this morning here right now, but amen, there's some things that trouble, amen, me from time to time. And I don't know about, amen, everybody else. Amen. I was given, amen, orders this morning. Amen. If I didn't preach. Amen. But I had to preach this morning. Amen. Thank God. I don't know about all of this. Amen. I know maybe I may be junking in a chair at all, but amen. I thought about these things now. Amen. And when we look at the time, amen, that we're in this morning, amen, makes me understand. Amen. Thank God. Why? How that we're in the shape, amen, that we're in the time, amen, that we're living in. Well, amen. Thank God. I look back to the Bible, amen, from time to time, amen, back Sunday, amen, when His own people, amen, was a rebellious and anti-people.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Amen. His people was a rebellious type people.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's how come them to wind up down yonder in Egypt in bondage.
Bless the Lord.
I got one verse right here that we'll read. Everybody probably knows it. Amen. In the 5th chapter of Galatians and verse 1. Amen. He said, stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Well, bless His name. Amen. Now I got it's another place I want to go to. Amen. Over, I believe, it's in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Amen. In just a minute. Amen. Praise God, but I would. Amen. This morning that we take, amen, a real good look. Amen. It's a time. Amen. That we're in and where, how that we are this morning. Amen. Thank God. How for I know. Amen. Without a doubt. Amen. In time past. Amen. There was real liberty in the house of God. Amen. Didn't much matter. Amen. A number of years ago. Amen. Whether you would wind up. Amen. Seemed like there was always a plenty of liberty. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. But we're in a time. Amen. Today to seem like. Amen. That we have brought ourselves. Amen. Down under our bondage this
morning.
Amen.
Help the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Y'all. Amen. I want y'all. Now that we've been through this a few times, amen, this morning, amen, but I like to go back and, amen, try to get a hold of somebody, amen, I called him Brother Ed, amen, when he got up this morning, amen, God had done flooded, amen, his soul, amen, thank God made him, I rejoice, I Sister Philip, amen, a sudden there, amen, with her cup, amen, a running over this morning, amen, that right there, amen, ought to be a common thing, amen, around us today.
Amen,
but it seemed like, amen, that we can't get by, amen, anymore. Amen, thank God, why? How can we not get, amen, where we used to be? Amen, thank God, in time, how fast we used to rejoice, amen, and shout, amen, over the singing, amen, this morning over how the preaching of the word, amen, of God, we rejoice, amen, in them times.
Amen.
Back yonder.
Yes.
Amen. I wonder this morning how many of us in the house, amen, this morning when you got saved, amen, was set at liberty. Amen, this morning.
Amen.
Was you set at liberty? Amen, did God set you free? Amen, thank God. How from the yoke of bondage, how the two was under? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen, thank God this morning. Amen, thank God we come out how from under a yoke, Brother Ed. Amen, to heaven. How far we come rejoice. Hallelujah! Amen, this morning, after thank God, after what I feel, amen, in my soul this morning.
That's your moment.
Thank you.
He said, stand fast, therefore in the liberty, wherewith Christ has made us free.
Yes.
Amen. Somehow or another. Amen, Brother Ed, we ain't free this morning. Oh, Lord. Amen. Ah, boy, I'm glad. Amen, once in a while. Amen. You know, I see everybody's faith pretty much. Amen, this morning, but somehow or another. Amen, once in a while. Amen, God will blind your eyes. Amen, there's some things how that you can't see. Amen, this morning, amen, this morning, folks, if we have been set free, amen, this morning, amen, thank God, how we are to rejoice.
Yeah.
Amen, hallelujah, this morning. Amen, whoa. Amen, somehow I ain't as understanding. Amen, to us. Amen, this morning. Amen, about some of these things. How about I do know one thing? Amen, we. Amen, have all ourselves.
Yes.
Under bondage.
Yes.
Yes, you.
Oh.
True.
Help him, Lord. But he said, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hey man, now y'all look at me. Find you do whatever you want to. Hey man, and I'm going to read you some more scripture here. Hey man, and a little bit of Lord to help me. Boy, that's right here. Hey man, I look at you and you lift your hand and say, hey, I've been saved. And I feel good. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I don't understand. Amen. Thank God. Never. Amen. Seemed like at any time. Amen. Amen. Never see any emotion. Amen. Anything. Amen. Thank God. How that would even part the Lord. Amen. Thank God you have been saved. Amen. Thank Lord. Amen. This morning, I surely, if you've been born again and set free, amen, and you out from under that yoke, amen, thank hallelujah this morning. How there ought to be something in you. How to make you get a hand up. Amen, or child. How once in a while. Amen. Whoa. It's just a running. Amen. Up and down. How to avenues of my soul this morning. Amen. To know that I ain't under that yoke this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, man.
Bless him, Lord.
Definitely, Lord. Bless him, man. Hallelujah, this morning. I don't know about y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't seem to be too enthused.
Thank you, Lord.
Too much this morning. Oh, but.
Bless him, Lord.
How happy I am! Amen. To know that I've been set free this morning. Amen. Thank God. From the bondage of sin. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That I was in. Amen. Thank God. I'm preacher. Amen. Thank God. How in the world? How did you know all of this? Amen. Thank God. Amen. There's a lot of this. Amen. I can't explain. Amen. This morning, but I do know. Amen. That they were the Savior. How they come by my way one night.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that He come by my way. And He spoke to me. Yes, He spoke to me.
Amen.
And He offered me the opportunity, Brother Don, to get out from under the bondage that I was in. Amen. I don't know, y'all, you might give you something to think about. Amen, this morning. Amen, I know back in time, hey. Amen, thank God how we had slavery. Amen, right here in the United States. Amen, of America. Amen, now that you get into a lot of things. Amen, when you get into that part of that. Amen, thank God, but we're going to leave that part of, amen, alone for the time being. Amen, this morning. Amen, but I thought about it. Amen, and it helped me. Amen, to realize. Amen, thank God, now there's a lot. Amen, of them are slaves. How back yonder? Amen, thank God, when they come out. Amen, that they said. Amen, that they were free. Amen, one slave no more. Amen, thank God. Amen, that was a lot of them. I rejoice. Amen, because they come out. How come under slavery? Amen, that's more.
Amen, Lord.
I'm sure they were a lot of rejoice about every word. Amen, Brother Don, when they told them they're free. Right. They weren't under bondage no more. to no man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. How many of y'all remember this morning? Amen. When you really got genuine, born again. Amen. Do you know what happened then? Amen. God took you out. Amen. From under the bondage. Amen. Of sin and sin. Are you free this morning? Hallelujah. But he said, be not entangled. Amen. Again with that yoke. Amen. But somehow or another, here we are. Amen. In the time that we're living in. Amen. Back under that same yoke again. Oh, Lord.
Heaven, Lord.
We're under that yoke again this morning, folks.
Yes.
Amen. We were under bondage. Because of sin.
Right.
Amen. Every one of you, if you've been born again, you were under the yoke.
Yes, sir.
Under that bondage. Amen. Of sin. Every one of you was. Amen. Amen. This morning. Amen, but I wonder, can you remember the time? Amen, thank God, when God spoke to your heart. Amen, and helped you to realize, hey, here's somebody that can help me, to get out from under, amen, this yoke, and set me free.
Yes,
Lord. Amen, I don't know about you this morning. Amen, Brother Tom, but I feel I just about as free this morning. Amen, never felt, amen, in my life. Amen, I've thought about it time and time again. Amen, what happened to me? Amen, that night. Amen, when I got saved. Amen, and I feel just that away this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I wish I could shout right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I shout for every one of
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Divine.
Boy, y'all better enjoy this right now for a little bit. Amen. But I'm fixing to tell you some things here in a little bit. Amen. That put us back under that yoke. Amen. They won't be. Amen. You can argue, you can do whatever you want to. I was set my last night. Me and my wife had come in. Amen. I thought about it. Every store that we passed last night. Amen. And going up, we went up to Rome. Amen. I tried to eat supper. Every store that we passed. Amen. The parking lot was filled up. Amen, with automobiles, people just are going crazy. Amen, everybody want that $700 million. Amen, that they have to give away. Amen, you hear me this morning. Amen, thank God, I assure you. Amen, thank God, if I went through. Amen, thank God, the majority. Amen, of our churches today. Amen, and ask them. Amen, and get the truth out of them. How many of you win? Amen, I want to win that. How many this morning went and bought you? Amen, a lottery ticket. Amen, a paint beyond it. Amen, you'd be surprised. Amen, that the people here, how it go up. And we wonder, amen, why the power and the Holy Ghost of God don't work anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe I ought not to be like that. Amen. James
said,
Coley said, you're either going to have to preach Sunday morning. Amen. Or we go out, Pastor Cole. Amen. Maybe this ain't a good time for me, Brother James. Amen. This morning. Amen. I don't know about all of this. Amen. That ain't got nothing to do. Amen. Well, what's on my mind this morning? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, then, Lord.
Ain't got nothing to do with what's on my mind. God was sitting there. Amen. And just tell you the truth about it. There was another place. Amen. Over in the book of Luke. Amen. Where I was looking at and been studying and reading over. But I was sitting there last night and I began to pray. And I said, Lord. I said, now you know what today holds. Amen. I don't. Amen. Y'all. Amen. I know. I don't know. Amen. What this day's going to hold. How before it ends.
Amen.
But tell you one thing that I know for sure. Amen. This morning, there's a God. Amen. In heaven this morning. Amen. That's in charge of all of it.
Yes, He is.
Yes.
He's in charge of all of it. And he run the scripture across my mind. To stand fast in the liberty for Christ has made us free.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I heard something said. Amen, and I'm going to have to agree. There are too many preachers, amen, that we have today that are standing in their pulpit and will not preach the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't heard Brother David preach anything other than the truth. Amen. I ain't heard James preach anything other than the truth. Amen. I ain't heard Taylor preach anything other than the truth this morning. Amen. Thank God. And when it gets to work, amen. Thank God that we cannot accept, amen, the truth that's in God's word. Amen. We're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. We begin to pull ourselves. Amen. When we get away from this truth right here. Amen. Thank God the majority of the preachers in our land today, amen, will stand before their congregation. Amen. And they will not tell them the truth. Amen. Thank God for fear. Amen. Thank God of losing. Amen. This position.
Amen.
Or losing. Amen. Their paycheck. And maybe even the house. Amen. If they're living in. How so they'll dodge this. Amen. It dodge that. Amen. Thank God. And you know what that does? Amen. Thank God He'll pull him. Amen. Man, right back under bondage.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
And now I've looked at it back down through time. Jesus and people who were, and all people, amen, refused Him. They rejected Him. You know what? When they finally rejected Him, and ain't you glad this morning did He turn to the Gentile?
Yes.
Ain't you glad of that this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that He turned. Amen. To the Gentile this morning.
Yes.
Amen. That gives me an opportunity. Amen. To be saved. And get out from under the yoke that we were under. Amen. Thank God. If you look back through your scripture and study about it and read it. Amen. Thank God the Gentile, amen, back yonder was under. Amen. You may call it a curse. I don't know. We call it whatever you want to. Amen. We was considered as dogs. Amen. That's what we was.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God. Just an outcast. Amen. What we was. Amen. Thank God. Ancient glad. Amen. Thank God. And the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Thank God that visited us. Amen. Thank God that gave us an opportunity. Amen. That we could go free this morning. Amen. Well, people today. Amen. They think they're free. Amen. You can go through that. Land today. Amen. I'd take you and put you in churches. Amen. This very day. Amen. Thank God. And you go in there and you'll sit for a few minutes and you'll think, hey boy, this place right here. Amen. They're on fire. And they're on top. Amen. They're getting this done and that. Amen. But you hear me. Amen. Thank God the majority of them. Amen. Thank God ain't nothing. How about something worse? Amen. That the devil had put in that. Amen. Thank God to cause people to do like they do.
Amen.
People don't have that no more. But I'm telling you, there's some things, and I ain't talking about just one denomination in particular. Amen. There's a lot of them like this. Amen. You can go in. Amen. I take you over yonder in the valley to a little church over there. Amen. You go in there. Boy, if you look around just a minute, you say, boy, they got it going on here. Amen. And I'm glad of one thing. Amen. Brother Don, God put a spirit in me. Amen. Thank God that there ought to be one in you. Amen. Thank God to be able to discern.
Amen.
Thank God these spirits. Amen. Thank God that you're going through our land. Amen. Today are deceiving. Amen. People on every side. Amen. Of us today. Amen. Thank God, Lord. Amen. These people. Amen. Would give anything in the world. Amen. To take some of the people. Amen. Here in Mount Moriah. Amen. To get you to see and pull you over. Amen. To their side. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. Whether I'm behind that. Amen. Or whether I ain't. Amen. I still say to some people. Amen. Right here. Amen. That's got it right. Amen. Thank God I'm talking about. Amen. Like it ought to be this morning.
Amen.
Ain't too many things in this world that we're attached to that had brought us back in under bondage.
Amen. Right.
I wonder this morning, maybe we ain't as free as we used to be. Now I know, amen, our government has tried to shut everything down to do with Christianity. They don't want it going on. They want it all kept quiet, and every man of God to take him quiet down, they're going to quiet them down. Amen. That's the reason they've got all these hate crimes and all these hate speech. And, amen. All of that's going on. Amen. Thank God across our land. Amen. Thank God they trying to take the freedom. Amen. Of standing and preaching the Word of God. Amen. Thank God trying to take it out. Amen. In your presence. Amen. Thank God they love to take it out of my heart. Amen. But I look back. Amen. And I look at old Paul. Amen. At the time after time after time. Amen. That old Paul stood before. Amen. Kings. Amen. Thank God and people there. Amen. They sought to do away with it then. Amen. Just like they're doing today. Amen. Old Paul. Amen. Peter, James, and John. Amen. All the apostles they had to suffer for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
They wanted it hush hush. Amen. Back then the cause. Amen. Thank God they began to get in to their pocketbook. Amen. Thank God the gang that they were to get it. Amen. Thank God it began to dwindle just a little bit. When the presence of God, amen, would get in the midst. But hear me this morning. Amen. We better somehow or another. Amen. We better muster up enough. Amen. Here in these last days. Amen. To get all of God.
Amen.
That we can get.
Yep.
Amen. Preacher. How in the world? How we gonna do that? Amen. Thank God. Why don't you take a good look? Amen. Back down through time. Amen. Thank God. Had his own people. Amen. He got to the place. Amen. They had to find a place. Amen. Somewhere. Amen. And repent. Amen. Thank God. How to get out. Amen. Of the bondage.
Amen.
That they were in. It don't look like I'm going to get to read. He may have not done it, or was it even or not. The fifth chapter. I believe it is. Of Ephesians. You turn and begin to read. But take one verse if I manage to see it. Amen. You start in verse 1. Amen. If you want to. Amen. But verse number 6 is the one. Amen. I'd love for us to look at this morning. Amen. It said, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Amen. Somehow or another, and I know everybody ain't. That ain't what I'm saying this morning. Amen. But they are being more and more in the time that we're living in that is being deceived. Amen. On some things that are going on. Amen. Across our land today. Amen. I wouldn't want to deceive you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Amen. Don't believe David would for nothing in this world. Don't believe James would or Taylor either one. I don't believe they'd try to deceive every one of us. Amen. This morning, folks. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Somehow or another, we have been deceived, maybe just a portion. Amen. To the point, amen, we're afraid to do anything, afraid of what somebody else is going to do. Amen. Thank God this morning, them back yonder. Amen. They done it knowing they was going to have to suffer. Amen. Prison time. Amen. They done it because, amen, they know they was going to have to, amen, suffer the beatings and all the punishment. Amen. Thank God that they went through back there. Amen. Thank God that somebody else, amen, could hear the gospel. Amen. And be saved. Amen. I wonder what we're going to do. Amen. Here in these last days, David. Amen. Thanks a lot of people today. Amen. Thank God that you're not going to stand. Amen. And preach the full. Amen. Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, they'll not preach it all. Amen. This morning, but you know what? Amen. They're going to have to go down to an hour. Amen. They're going to have to stand before God. Amen. Just like you. Amen. And just like me. Amen. And they'll give an account. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the preaching that they do. Amen. Just like I will. Amen. But if I've got to stand there, amen, I'd like to stand there. Amen. And feel like maybe that I've done that. Amen. Maybe that God wanted it. Amen. This morning.
Heavenly glory.
Disobedience has cost us. And I believe I could ask any one of these other preachers, and I speak for self, I know for sure about self. There's been times that I've been disobedient, amen, to the Word of God. And I believe if they'll be honest about it, they'll have to say the same thing. If you hear this morning, amen, I'm sure you'd have to say the same thing. You've been disobedient to it. But I wonder what we're going to do here. In these last days, I know they're going about telling us, amen, that we're fixing to be raptured out of here and we're going to get away before all of this stuff begins to happen. But I'm afraid somebody has missed it. I'm afraid somebody is deceiving people, amen, across our land in the believing. Amen, that they'll never see any bad thing. I believe when you read the scripture and you read it all, and it talks about, and everybody say, well, go to the church, it's going to be gone. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the scripture, I don't know. But it said immediately after the tribulation in those days. Sun will be dark and the moon should refuse to shine. The stars will fall from heaven. And then it talks about the signs of the Son of Man. The Bible said we would see Him appear in the clouds. Bible said coming in His power and great glory. Said all nations, all tribes would tremble at the sight of Him.
Amen.
I don't know who in the world thinks they're good enough I know we've got them going through our land saying, hey, they don't sin no more. They don't sin. Amen. They've already told a lie. But when we see that man coming, the Bible said in power and great glory, I believe every knee is going to bow.
Amen.
I believe every knee will bow. And you know something that's going to come off of your lips? Amen. Thank God it's going to be just about like it was. Amen. With them soldiers over there. Amen. Thank God that put him, amen, on the cross. They said, surely this must be the Son of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you're going to say, amen, that this is,
amen,
the Son of God. He's coming. And you will declare that he is Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And King of
Kings.
You're going to do that. Amen. Not only that, that time. Amen. I'll tell you somebody else that will. Amen. Obama sat you under the White House.
Amen.
Thank God that man is going to fall on his face. Amen. And say, so, surely I didn't miss this. Amen. Thank God. But he's going to say, amen, I missed it. Amen. All of one to one. Amen. But Jesus is the one.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
I wonder this morning how many of you feel like that we've got everything in order this morning. I wonder if we, I'm talking to all of us, self included, I wonder, amen, maybe what could be in your life. I can't do inventory in yours, but I can mine. And I was going down the road the other day. Nobody in the truck but me. And things began to come through my mind. And I began to think, boy, just how short that I've come. Just how short that I've come up. Do you ever think like that?
Yeah.
Man, I can't do for you, and you can't do for me.
Right.
Boy, I began to thank God last night, sitting there in that chair, and just asking him what would be good. Amen for today. I hope somewhere in some of this, maybe you've got a little out of it, it'll help you. Somewhere. But if we get out from under the yoke, we'll have to do like they did. Back yonder, we'll have to repent. Man or soul, nowhere, I don't care who they are, where they are. Amen. Ain't got room to repent and move up. Don't care who it is. How great they are, how great they think they are. There's always a place for which you move up.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, take a good look in your heart this morning. Should face somewhere. Amen. Maybe you need to move up somewhere. You need to get things fixed. Amen. This morning, I'm not going to ask one of them to come to the piano this morning for a week. All here this morning, and everybody understands, I'm sure. Amen. Thank God to face something in your heart. Amen. To keep you from rejoicing and doing that that God wants you to do. It'd be a good time for you to get rid of it this morning. Amen. You hear it. You're lost and undone without God. Amen. And you just need Him in your life. And I'm sure of this right here. You need Him in your life this morning. Amen. We played around here, played around. Amen. Thank God times are getting closer and closer and closer. Amen. That we're going to get out of here. Amen. Yeah. But I wonder this morning if I ask for a show of hands. How many of you are sure? I'm talking about sure this morning. Amen. If a time comes that we'll go out and meet Him on good terms this morning. Be a good thing this morning if we just think about it. Amen. And consider these things. Amen. I don't know. I can't tell you where you're going, where you ain't going. But I know one that can this morning. Amen. While we stand together this morning, amen, and you feel a tug in your heart, a